Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Leo Quinones. This is a film freak.
Oh, that crazy Leo.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk movies, air, and style. This is the Popcorn Talk Network. My name is Leo Quinones. Thank you for being here. And this is the Film Freak movie interview. I don't know if you remember about 4 years ago, Friends with Benefits. I think you do. Justin Timberlake, Mila Kunis, Having Urges. Of course, it's coming back to you now. Remember the greatest cameo of all time? Pretty great. Sean White. Now, you know him from crisscrossing the globe all over the world. He's a two-time Olympic gold medal champion. He's got 10 ESPY awards to his credit and more X Games awards than any human walking the face of planet Earth. Pretty much a great guy, sometime actor. Sean White, welcome to the Film Freak movie interview, buddy.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about Aaron Style, Innsbruck, Austria. You were just there. It sounds intriguing.
I was, yeah. Well, for people that don't know, Aaron Style, it's an event that I recently became an owner of. I was a competitor at the event, then I became a host of the event. Now I own the event. It started 20 years ago in Austria, but it's basically like a type of event like Coachella mixed with an event like X Games. So You have all sorts of amazingly talented snowboarders and skiers coming out to compete on a 16-story big air jump, man-made snow, but the world's best competing. And then on the other side of things, you have a massive music lineup. So I was just there in Austria, and we really take over the city. It's incredible when you see the city come alive like that. But it's a three-stop series. So We started in China and Beijing, made our way to Austria just recently. And our last one is in L.A.
What's the pressure, Sean, of putting on a huge event in China and Austria where English is not really the main language?
Oh, my goodness. Well, China's kind of like, forgive me, but it's kind of like the Wild West out there, you know? It's like they kind of have their own set of rules, but then those rules are varied consistently. They keep changing. But it's great. You know, we've actually been doing the event in China for the past 5 years. So, you know, the fans there are excited. Everybody's gotten to know the event. And it's been going on for 20 years in Austria. So that's kind of the birthplace of the event. So I would say by far the hardest is in the challenge, the new event here in Los Angeles, just to explain what it is to people, to get them excited about it. You know, definitely more than a sporting event, but, you know, it's been an undertaking, to say the least. And just booking the bands, I mean, this music lineup's out of control.
And right.
Kendrick Lamar, Steve Aoki, The Flaming Lips are playing, Diplo, Edward Sharpe, The Magnetic Zeros, Vandagram, Portugal the Man. I mean, these huge music acts. So I'm probably proud of that the most. I mean, I went through my wish list of bands, and we got most of them. So.
Well, Sean White, in the past, you laser focus on what you need to do, what you need to execute, how you need to perform. Now, I imagine your attention is splintered in 1,000 different ways. How is that?
You know, to be honest, it's really nice. I mean, I've always, you know, lived and I grew up in California here, so I would go ride on the weekends, and then I would come home and be a normal kid. And now that I'm older, I've kind of followed the same routine. Like, I go to the mountains, and I compete, and I practice, but then I come home, and I have a whole different life. And so, you know, most of the friends that I've made over the years are musicians or, you know, actors in movies or artists or, you know, different types. Especially living in Los Angeles, you meet all sorts of people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been great, you know. It really kind of has shown me a different world or life outside of the world of sports. So I've kind of, you know, mixed up in those things. I mean, I won a guitar at a snowboard contest when I was 16, and I fell in love with playing music. And, you know, so I started playing, and I moved up to Los Angeles, met some friends, and now I actually play guitar in a band called Bad Things. And so we've been touring and doing all sorts of things. And that's what's so special about this event, is it's really kind of a culmination of all the things that are really exciting in my life right now, and I selfishly get to put them all into one major event.
Bad Things. If you could own a guitar from your favorite guitarist of all time, whose guitar would you be taking?
Oh, man. Jimmy Page, probably.
Wow.
He just had those Les Pauls, and the song remains the same. Those videos, you're like, oh, my gosh.
Do you have a favorite cover song that you like, Sean, you like to play?
We always end up playing California Dreaming because we end up playing in, like, snowy, cold places. We play that one. I'm always missing home, so we play that one. Or I like to play anything Iggy Pop, obviously.
Obviously. Well, let's just switch gears a little bit, Sean White. Let's play a little bit of you and Justin Timberlake from Friends with Benefits. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you a huge favor.
Oh, I am so sorry, sir.
My fault.
No, my fault. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, let me help you with that.
Oh, thanks, man. You're really nice.
All right. Hey, safe travels.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you got to be f***ing kidding me. All right, let's dance, Clowny Brown.
What's your problem with me?
I saw you at that bar with Jamie. How could such an awesome girl be with this over this? I've been trying to take that little monkey to Pound Town for years.
I'll tell her you say hello.
Dylan, I got a cab. Come on.
I ever run into you again, I'll crush your earlobes and make soup stock out of them.
You have a vivid imagination.
I do.
I'm going to get in a cab now.
I'm going to go make soup.
What's the matter with her?
Who?
I don't know.
So, Sean, what's it like playing a mutated version of yourself?
Playing the character of myself?
Yeah.
Man, it's pretty funny because you get to, you know, they're like, okay, so you're really mean, but... You know, we know you're not mean, but you really mean that just Timberlake. Everybody else is super nice and they love you, but you just hate this guy. And I was like, I can do that. I can do that. No, but I remember getting there and they had in the script, you know, my threats were really, non-threatening. It was like, I'm going to crack your head. I'm going to crack your skull, you knucklehead. And I was like, I can't say that convincingly. Like, you got to let me swear or something. But really, really cool, you know, movie to be in and set to be on. I mean, Woody Harrelson, that guy, pretty much half the things he said were unscripted. I mean, he's just hilarious in general.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the last thing I did was I did a little cameo in a movie called Stretch.
Uh-huh.
Where, you know, it's a limo driver, this legendary limo driver teaching me how to skateboard. And I'm just in awe of his skills.
Well, listen, buddy, I know we're running out of time here. Final question, Sean White. Is there anything that you fear? Because to me, you're the bravest, gutsiest guy there is.
Oh, man. Various animals.
Like?
Alligators.
Alligators. Sean White, thank you for bringing it to Southern California. It's going to be a phenomenal weekend, and I'll see you there, buddy.
Right on. See you. Thank you.
Yes, Aaron Style, Rose Bowl, February 21st, 22nd. The great Sean White on the show. And he was really good in Friends with Benefits. Anyways, now it's time for you to win. Look what I got for you right here in my hot little hand. How about Bill Murray in St. Vincent? It's out on DVD now. I'm telling you, this movie captured my heart. Jaden Lieberher, the kid, is phenomenal. Melissa McCarthy doesn't play it for yucks. She plays it straight. St. Vincent, you could win it. But here's how. Follow us at The Popcorn Talk and Movie Interview. At Movie Interview and at The Popcorn Talk. Well, that does it for me. But you know what? More interviews are on the way because that's what we do. Thank you so much. Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, the founders of The Popcorn Talk Network. Producer Juan, producer Steve. We'll see you next time right here with more stars on the Film Freak Movie Interview. See ya.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.